You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027. This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town. Education and training feature.
Well, before we get into that, some breaking news now, and it does look like government officials contradicting each other. General Becky Cele clarifying that walking on the streets will not be allowed during lockdown. You can only walk your dogs inside your yard is the quote that's being used in this article. So we'll try and bring you some clarity on that tomorrow. Now, one thing that this crisis is accelerating is the change in our education system. And we touched on this last week, but what it requires is the right tools for teachers and educators and learners alike. And I've come across a first of its kind educational research platform which aims to provide South African educators with vital skills, information and unparalleled guidance on how to incorporate Fourth Industrial Revolution teaching models into classrooms. It's been launched by Via Africa, and I've got Marius du Plessis, Catalyst of Via Africa Group, on the line. Evening, Marius.
Good evening, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And usually when we talk about these things, we're talking to an edtech startup which has only got a handful of years under its belt. Via Africa has been around for a very long time, so you're certainly not a startup. Just give us a brief history of the group.
Sure. So Via Africa has been around for about 70 years. We used to be two different companies. One was called NASO and the other one Via Africa. We then merged in the early 2000s, and we're actually an educational textbook publisher traditionally. So most of your listeners will have encountered a Via Africa textbook at some stage during their education. However, in the 2010s, we realized that there needs to be a realignment of focus in education, specifically looking at the future, looking at technology. And in that sense, I suppose you could consider us a startup in the edtech space.
Now,
and that's where this, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no, so that's the approach you've taken with the wealth of experience beneath your belts. You partner with the authors who are leading educationists who help produce these textbooks, academics and Department of Education officials. How does this new resource work in practice, taking it into the world of online education?
So we recently launched, actually a couple of years ago, launched an institution called the Via Africa Digital Education Academy, which is an online training platform developed specifically for teachers who want to learn how to incorporate technology into their teaching, and also importantly, how to integrate technology into their teaching pedagogies. So the content was developed in partnership with, like you said, leading educational specialists and pedagogists, and we've been running that out for the last couple of years. So since then, what has recently happened is a lot of talk has been going around about the Fourth Industrial Revolution. We first heard about this revolution a couple of years ago at the World Economic Forum, and we developed a resource bank and a set of online training sessions that specifically will allow educators and then also the South African general public to really get to grips with what this 4IR thing is that everybody's talking about and getting the right mindset around it. You know, something that we see quite often as touted as a solution in South Africa specifically is to get devices to learners or to just install Wi-Fi, and we expect that the problems will be solved in education. But it actually needs to happen, the intervention needs to happen long before that. It's a mindset thing. We need to get people to really come to terms with what this industrial revolution is, what the implications are, and how to approach it, how to have the right change mindset. I think now more than ever, we are truly in a volatile and uncertain environment, both in South Africa and in the world at large. And what we're trying to inculcate and foster in teachers, parents, learners and the general public is to embrace a change mindset, because essentially that's what's going to get us through this time, is having the right mentality towards change. it happens to be technology right now, but having that mindset is something that is really invaluable.
Absolutely. I mean, my partner's 16-year-old son was schooling me on Bloom's revised taxonomy the other day. And I looked at him and I had to really go back into my memory banks to recall Bloom's taxonomy and how that's almost being turned on its head. Can you just elaborate on this new mindset, this new way of thinking? Because Bloom's taxonomy was developed 60, 70 years ago. It might not be fit for purpose today.
Yes, that's why we have a revised taxonomy. But I think the core skills that we should be focusing on, and this is echoed in numerous reports across the world around what the skills of the future, if you want to call them that, will be. And these are things like creativity and critical thinking skills and collaboration skills and communication skills. And my personal favorite is being a good citizen. So that would be the fifth C, is citizenship as a skill. And if we get these elements under the belt, or under the knee rather, then that's how we will be able to integrate any new technology, anything that the world throws at us. If you have those things really tapped into them, then you'll be able to make a success out of anything, regardless of the medium through which you consume your content as a learner, or the medium through which you teach as a teacher.
Now, as a service provider into the educational sector, where do you see the biggest gaps in terms of making this mindset shift? Do we need to focus a lot more on the teachers and equipping them with the skills? Does it happen at HOD level? Where do you see the gaps in order to get the best return on our effort in ensuring we can catalyze this change in the education system?
Look, my personal opinion is it needs to happen at the teacher level, because the teacher is the person working with the learners on a day-to-day basis. And a big challenge that we face in South Africa is teachers are under severe stress to get learners through the curriculum. We know what the results look like for education. And the average teacher will probably say, I don't have time to go on more training. I'm already too busy. I don't have time to now try and change my mindset. Mm. But I think at the teacher level is where the massive intervention needs to happen. We have the skills in the country. We have the knowledge. We have thousands upon thousands of teachers who devote their lives to make learners' lives better. So to a sense, you know, they all already have the C for citizenship down. They value growing our country, growing the value of learners and education. So I think if we start infiltrating the mindset change at the teacher level, that's where this needs to happen.
And obviously what we have right now is an accelerant in the form of COVID-19. It's a crisis. It's an unprecedented moment in human history. But what it's also opening up are the channels for contactless learning.
Exactly. I mean, I think that there are lots of opportunities for individuals over the next couple of weeks. We're going into a lockdown for 3 weeks. People are going to be homebound, and the one thing you can do while you're homebound is personal development. There are numerous resources available for free online that you can explore, that you can grow. We are all sort of thrown into a change internationally right now that we don't really have an option but to participate in. So, you know, in terms of COVID-19, equipping yourself with a change mindset will prove invaluable as well, because those skills translate between any sphere that you operate in, whether you're a teacher or a lawyer or a philosopher or a writer or a truck driver. It doesn't really matter. These are skills that everybody can use and everybody needs. And now is really the opportunity to go and develop them.
The more things change, the faster they change, it seems. Marius du Plessis, Catalyst at Via Africa Group.